Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, IMF Managing Director to visit Jamaica, Prime Minister receives strategic review of National Housing Trust, and outlines government's commitment to banning corporal punishment. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, Christine Lagarde, will moderate a panel discussion featuring Prime Minister Andrew Holness during the 2017 High-Level Caribbean Forum set for Thursday, November 16. The discussion, which is the fourth and final session of the one-day forum, will include several high-level government officials of Caribbean territories and will examine potential growth opportunities for the region.
The fourth session is a session where the Managing Director of the IMF interviews two prime ministers of the region, Prime Minister Holness and Prime Minister Mitchell of Grenada, along with other senior ministers, a deputy prime minister from Bahamas, and that should be a very interesting.
Vice Chairman of the Economic Growth Council, Ambassador Dr. Nigel Clark. The high-level forum is entitled Unleashing Growth and Strengthening Resilience in the Caribbean and will focus on the unique social and economic issues facing the region, as well as opportunities that can be created to cope with the changing global landscape. It is being staged at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has received the complete report on the strategic review of the National Housing Trust, NHT. The report was officially presented to the Prime Minister during a ceremony at Jamaica House Tuesday. Speaking at the ceremony, Mr. Holness said it will form part of the Strategic National Housing Policy and Implementation Plan to provide access to affordable, safe, and legal housing solutions for all Jamaicans by 2030.
The NHT is 40, 41 years old now. In the life of any organization, it is time that you review where you're going and what you need to do to change for the better.
In the meantime, Chairman of the National Housing Trust, NHT, Ambassador Dr. Nigel Clark, says the NHT Strategic Review Committee has recommended the merger of the agency with the Housing Agency of Jamaica. Speaking also at the handing over ceremony, Dr. Clark says the Strategic Review report outlines the need for rationalization in the public housing finance space, and the merger of the entities will better enable the government to provide affordable housing.
A number of back office functions are in both entities, and we believe that there are economies of scale to be gained. And if the government takes on the recommendation that the NHT should get involved in addressing the issue of squatter settlements, then having the housing agency as a part of the organization would make us more effective in that regard.
The report also recommends the privatization of the Jamaica Mortgage Bank, allowing it to access private capital to carry out its functions instead of utilizing funding from the NHT. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness says banning corporal punishment in Jamaica is a forward-leaning step to tackle the issue of violence against children in the country. Speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Prime Minister Holness said banning corporal punishment will send a powerful message of respect and compassion to citizens from the state. Highlighting the findings of a recent UNICEF report on child abuse in Jamaica, Mr. Holness noted that a high number of Jamaican children are regularly subjected to sexual violence and violent discipline in their homes, schools, and communities.
Again, it is a matter that we would have to debate here, but I think the time has come. With such a report, with our commitments to the SDGs, I don't see how we can maintain this aspect of our culture and claim that we want to advance as a modern civilized society.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis, with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.